Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth. And I'd like to ask you, how transparent are you? Well, actually, what does that mean? Can we see through you? Well, maybe we should all see through each other and ourselves much better. We're coming into a transparent age, whether we like it or not. So we need help getting there. We need to understand this much better. And actually, there's a book called Transparency, Seeing Through to Our Expanded Human Capacity. This is a masterpiece book. You're going to love it. I love it. It's so profound, and it's written by a best-selling author. And she's with us today, Penny Pierce. Penny, welcome to Energy Stew.
Thank you, Peter. It's really good to be back.
Yeah, I'm so glad that we can talk again. You do amazing work. You know, some of us are just gifted that way.
Well, thank you.
You know, it's interesting. I would love to have this capacity in me to be. Maybe someday I will, but at this point, I'm glad I can do radio shows and speak with some great minds like yours. And I'm so glad.
Thank you. I'm very flattered.
Well, you know, it's there in the writing in your book, and I'm just so impressed with what we have to know and how you present it to us, because we're moving into a new age, and we're seeing it all around us in ways that aren't necessarily fun.
Yeah, we're in a part of the process that's, you know, sort of the bottleneck, or the difficult part, I think, of really clearing the fear out of ourselves. And of course, it's coming up in spades everywhere right now, and we're sort of swimming around in a sea of chaos and fear, and we're having to really be clear about who we really are and not either fight or agree with the negativity. You know, it's like take a higher position, eclipse
right,
the whole
and
polarity thing.
And the opportunity is we're coming into a time of consciousness where we can reach that higher position.
Yes. Yes. And I think we've been, you know, accelerating, and the planet itself has gone up in vibration, and so have our bodies, you know, and so has our emotional life, and our minds even are going faster. And I think that,
right.
You know, we're starting to really understand that the spiritual realm or the non-physical realm is actually inside the physical world. You know, it's not separate like out there in heaven somewhere. It's actually integrated and always has been. You know, but we have had a busy left brains running around and looking at separation and creating
right.
a reality really based on fear. And
well,
now we're starting to
yeah.
see through that.
And,
you know, and that's the beginning of this transparency coming in now. And
right,
you know, I've been
exactly.
calling the old reality sort of the opaque reality. You know, it's kind of like
yes,
it's hard
I
to
know.
See through it.
Right.
It's kind of dense.
Well, we have to forgive ourselves for that, because the frequencies are speeding up. And so we're becoming aware of things that we weren't aware of before. We were allowing this opaque reality to persist because we didn't really know how to deal with it any other way. And now,
right.
because of this, these frequencies coming in, we're waking up to not only seeing it, but to have a sense of promise for the future.
Well, I mean, it's huge. You know, when I really go into it, it's we're going through this transformation, which is not just a change. It's literally a whole different kind of reality is coming in, where the rules of the way reality functions are changing. You know, and we're moving out of a kind of linear way of seeing life, you know, past, present, future, cause and effect thinking and all that sort of thing, into something where everything's kind of in the present moment and there's no future. There are possible realities in our present moment that are just at different frequencies of the one we're in now. and you don't have to cross empty space to get there. You just place your attention on things, and they start to materialize.
Right,
very
but let's
fast.
Not say, let's say that it's not like there's no future, but there's not a linear future. It's really...
There's no future. There's a present
okay.
moment that
good.
Is basically based on whatever frequency you're putting your attention on.
Okay.
Yeah, and it'll occur to you in the present moment that you want to shift your attention into a different present moment. And everything's in the present moment.
I love that.
So we're not going anywhere.
Right, but
you
that's
see,
what
we're
I meant
really
about
just
no,
having fun
no linear,
playing with different frequencies.
Right, that's what I meant about no linear future.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just that we'll get ahead, but we'll get ahead by being in the present. And, you know, we're marching forward because
no, we're not marching forward.
Well, again,
we are in the
expression.
Present moment raising
right,
our frequency.
Right.
You know, and
right,
and we are just kind of letting our attention go back to have the memory of who we actually are. You know, to me, it's like mm-hmm. I think right now I'm trying to be very careful about using language
yes.
that is not linear. So much.
I see that, and I'm
you know
glad
what
you
I mean? I don't mean
yes.
to like, correct you, but when I hear
no.
it, I feel like I want to make sure that we're not holding those inner geometries in our mind, you know,
good.
Because then that keeps us in that reality. So language is really incredibly important, I think.
No, I love that, and I love that whole emphasis on being present. And in our presence, we own a spherical holographic environment
yeah.
that you talk about in the book.
Yeah, yeah. And I think, you know, I have three previous books on the transformation process, you know, The Intuitive Way, and then Frequency, which is still a, kind of a big seller, and then Leap of Perception, where I really talk about how perception is changing. And now... You know, Transparency has just come out, and it's really this idea that, you know, we think of transparency and we're hearing it. It's like a word now that's in the news every day, you know, about the lack of transparency everywhere. But that's about information, mainly. That's the way people understand it. It's free access to the information, and when people aren't being forthcoming and so forth. And that's, to me... horizontal kinds of transparency.
Right.
It's,
right.
it's in the world, you know. And
uh-huh.
But the information age is about ready to shift into what I've been calling the intuition age, where we're moving from the left brain to the right brain in the way we process data. It's all at once now in the present moment, more and more and more. And results happen quickly now. It doesn't take a long time to produce something. And so we're moving into this experience of vertical transparency, which is where the soul is truly 100% embodied in the physical body and the personality. And you realize, oh my gosh, I am the soul, and I'm here right now. You know, I'm not don't have a soul like a big balloon up flying above me on a string, you know. But I am it right now, and it's here in the body. And,
so then you start perceiving
as the soul, and the
right.
soul doesn't understand fear. I mean, it really doesn't exist in the soul's reality.
But I think what we're doing is looking at this in the perspective of how our egos and our fear-filled egos have run the show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and the left brain, you know, too much left brain or identification with the left brain, to me, that's what ego is. And you can get really super densified, you know, by identifying with that. And then, you know, you're locked down. You have so much definition and opinions and beliefs and things that, or polarities in your thinking, that the true soul force can't actually flow through. There's no fluidity. And
yeah.
so we're trying right now to loosen that all up and clear it and dissolve it so that there's nothing in the way. And
right.
then
and
the soul just
the
flows right out in the moment with the genius stuff. You know, it comes through with knowledge and projects and cooperation and sharing and things that are based on love and wisdom that are going to really shift reality and solve a lot of the huge problems that we've been dealing with because of this idea of limitation and scarcity and having to fight and protect and defend and, you know, all this stuff that the ego does, you know.
Right. So it's learning to trust more of the process and putting our ego at rest so that our soul can shine through.
Right.
And so it's about allowing ourselves to live in this greater consciousness, this intuitive consciousness that's so much more holistic and comprehensive and trustworthy. And I think,
yes.
I always talk about learning to live more in serendipity. Not everybody likes that word. I don't know why. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And just allowing the magic to work, trusting that there is a divine order, and we just don't know any better, and our programming of our fears and, you know, our ego and our limited minds, that our linear left brain minds have chopped everything down into parts and categorized and created all kinds of limitations in our world.
Yeah. You know, I think the right brain and the body and the field of energy that we are actually, you know, that's very conscious, and that is a kind of consciousness that is tremendously unified. It doesn't even have language. It's just like direct immersion into the entirety of the unified field. Everything's available at once. So you access from there. You know, that kind of consciousness really is the visionary, the leader, the mastermind. That is the place we need to go when we need to solve problems.
It's higher mind.
It's the imaginal realm. But
it needs to translate
into the left brain, you know, so we can make sense of it and know it consciously.
Sure.
You know, so too much identity in the left brain, we get ego. And when ego dies, which is what I think a lot of us are going through now, you know, we learn that the right brain, which the ego can't even perceive, it doesn't really get it. It's too unified, you know. That right brain place is a very amazingly powerful place, but it's also very loving and truthful.
Right.
You know, and so when we can go there voluntarily and let ourselves use it and enjoy it, you know, then we can come back to the left brain without getting stuck in it, I think. And so we need to rock back and forth.
It seems to me that, you know, we have these viewpoints, we bump into what appear to be limitations every day, and a lot largely because we're not trusting the flow, and we're not feeling the flow and aligning ourselves with a natural flow that kind of doesn't hold that limitation in the same way that our left brain, our fears hold it. And perhaps it can be reframed in another way that we can work with whatever is limited and allow our souls to know how to work with it better.
Yeah, I think that trust is such a huge issue here when we're talking about becoming transparent. You know, there's a lot to trust that we currently don't really trust, and that is, first of all, that we are the soul, and the soul knows exactly what it's doing because it's connected to all souls. You know, it's like when you get up at that higher level of understanding the self, it becomes very collective in nature, actually.
Right.
And so you're drawing from a huge, you know, wise group mind. And so that you can trust that the things that come to you or that show up in your reality or the things you think about are supposed to be there as an evolutionary experience.
And the way I've been talking
about, if you engage with them, then they will lead you to the next evolutionary experience.
Right. The way I've been talking about it is that all of our souls know each other and are reading each other at an unconscious level through our minds and are behaving in certain ways that are actually correct. It's in divine order, and we just don't know it. And so we're living out our lives, our designs, our life plan that our soul knows about, and we're fighting it the whole way. And somehow,
yeah.
If we understand that everybody is involved in the story, there's, you know, people who we bump into, their souls are reading us and we're reading them, and we're bumping around in our limited minds of the external world, and without the, you know, the sense of the of what the flow and the divine order is about, and then we just, our left brains just read limitation, limitation, limitation.
Yeah, I think even, you know, too much left brain ends up becoming self-correcting in the end. I mean, I'm thinking like about the Las Vegas shooter guy, you know, who knows what set him off, but he was so much in his left brain and ego into the fear place of projecting his, you know, really unconscious fears and feelings out onto others and making other people wrong so that he could feel better about himself. You know, eventually that just spirals in and in and in and in and ends up dying, you know, and maybe that's the most compassionate thing for him in this life is for him to come back again and you know, learn more later. But, you know, I think that, you know, too much ego right now is, we're seeing it everywhere in the news, you know, people who are cut off from the collective, you know, narcissists and so forth.
Right, in extreme ways. And I think it's because we do have to declutter. And so we're detoxing.
Mm-hmm.
And as I keep saying is that the beast has to raise its head for us to know how to cut it off. And the beast is certainly raising its head right now.
Right, right. And, you know, it's partly that if you see it in the world, there really is no outside world anymore. That's part of the new perception as well, that it's all the field, and you are the field. So if you see something in the news or whatever, then it's something in you. And it doesn't mean you're a person like the Las Vegas shooter, but it may be that there's some part of your own consciousness that is trying to escape feeling negative things and project something out onto other people as a way to
right.
do it, but in a different arena maybe or a different area of your life.
It just,
you know,
shows
so it's always
not
about,
fully clear yet.
You know, looking at what you notice and dealing with it in yourself to clear it, to understand it. And you clear things, I think, really by totally having vulnerability and understanding it and where it came from. Because, you know, usually fears are partially perceived kinds of experiences from the past where you froze up, inhaled, and forgot to exhale, and they get stuck, and it's like frozen energy. And
right.
you go back and look at it again, and you look for where did you not see the whole picture, meaning the God's eye view or the soul's eye view, you know, and they say, oh, I see, it was just that. That's kind of silly. I don't really need to have that as a hold that to myself, you know, and you can let things go.
Yeah. I see that as like a lot of icebergs and all kinds of glaciers in an ice age that are melting away. So maybe this global warming has a lot to do with our minds also.
Yeah, it's kind of symbolic.
Right. So your book is so packed with...
I know. All of
well,
my books are like that. You know, people tell me they read them three times or they just keep them by their bed, you know, as reference books.
Yeah, because every part of it is a different way that you're helping us.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to use my intuition to go up into kind of higher realms and understand the process that's going on under the surface and connect that up with all the universal principles and things, and then bring that down and try to translate it into something useful so people can really understand.
Yeah.
You know, we are going through a transformation process, and it's kind of confusing to the old, you know, old perception, the old mind. You can't see the new reality from the old reality, really.
That's why you have to spell it out so much in your book.
You know, it's like I wanted to create a roadmap for people with these books.
I know, and that's
wonderful. So they can see that there is a process.
Well, it's true, and I was noticing, like, the second half of the book is really about how do you personally transform yourself to be more mm-hmm. transparent. So it's
yeah.
more of a help book on, because the first half of the book is more about understanding what you're talking about, understanding.
Right, and
what,
then let's do it. Yeah.
Yeah. And so there's so much of how to be transparent in here. And so, you know, people can really get a lot out of it step by step in understanding themselves and their process and watching themselves through the perspective of your teaching.
Thank you. I hope that's true. I'm trying to write it where, you know, everything, all the paragraphs contain energy. You know, like the words are alive in many ways. I really try to work on each paragraph so that it has that quality. You know, and I think that people need to understand the process that's going on. And then once they get that sense of, you know, their body, you know, of understanding, oh, okay, it goes like this and this and this and this. Now, how do I do that? You know, then you know, they need really useful exercises that'll actually
they need perspective
there, you know?
From those exercises and from the way you lay it out, then they can see their own journey through it.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's important to know that there is the journey, right? That there really, it's not this big, wild, crazy thing that's happening to us by accident. You know, it's. I think we all signed up to be here in this life to be able to go through this.
Right.
You know, and
for instance, I live intuitively. I'm a practicing intuitive, and I have, you know, the ability to communicate in the universe. It doesn't mean that I've learned to trust well enough yet.
Well, it's like infinity. It's always receding, isn't it? You know, you just keep going and going and getting more and more.
And right, there's never an end to learning. And I'm always learning about how to work with intuition to let it guide me better. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm much better at guiding others than I am at myself.
Well, but, you know, I think when intuition really starts taking over, it's like magic in a way. It's like this amazing, wonderful surprises, synchronicities, things that are just right, you know,
right.
that are like sort of just perfect answers, and things start working smoothly.
Yes.
You have to, you know, go through that period of testing it out and trusting it and validating
right.
it and then doing more and building it. And, you know, it's not an overnight thing when you work
right.
with
and
intuition.
That's what I've been saying is that, you know, I've been working with intuition, and every day is a new day of watching the magic work. And, you know,
that
I love
is
it.
Well said.
Yeah. And so we all have to do that. I think that's really that we're living in a divine ordered universe. We are part of that order. We're not separate from it.
Mm-hmm.
And the more we can watch it and be surprised, shocked by how well it's working, even though our egos will argue with us about it and our brains, left brain wants to chop it up as much as possible.
Yeah, and also I think the left brain likes to see what's wrong.
Exactly.
Generally, because it doesn't like change. It wants to preserve security, you know, so it usually
right.
will look at negative views. And, you know, that's something we have to, like, be on the alert for. And then when it comes up, say, oh, wait a minute, that's not what I really think. Let me get centered and be quiet and see what's really there.
Right. We see that happening around us.
And look below the surface.
Because of the dissonance in our world right now, we're all trying to hold on to something that our left brain is happy with, and that limits us instead of realizing that this dissonance is actually freeing us to be more resourceful and creative and new.
Yeah, yeah. I think there's a way that we learn to feel, in my book Frequency, I call it your home frequency, but there's a sense of when you really are centered in yourself, that you can start to feel when you get a little bit off center, or you tilt away from the center point, or you backslide slightly, and then instead of criticizing or complaining or avoiding or whatever, you just pause and recenter and reattune yourself to that preferred state that you have, and then you listen again and see what comes from that space. And you do it again and again and again, so that you build the habit of knowing what your true state is and what your off-center state is. And then you don't put up with the off-center state.
Right.
You know, you don't let other people push you off-center. And it's a skill. You know, it's a consciousness skill.
Right. And so that's awareness. That's mindfulness.
Right.
And to remain mindful of our flow.
And I think part of that is that we have to have a kind of courage to not take sides necessarily, because we don't really need to fight, but we need to eclipse the polarities to find the third point that is the sane point. And it may be that you speak truth to power, but you don't oppose, you know, and that oppositional consciousness really keeps the old perception in place. It stalls us.
Right, right.
You know?
So we have to learn new ways of communicating also.
Right, right. Yeah.
So we're getting near the end of the show, and this is, as always, amazing to talk with you. There's so much. And I hope our listeners can download it and play it again and again to hear what you have to say. And buy the book. The book is called Transparency. And you are Penny Pierce, and the spelling, I even had it wrong, as you corrected me.
Yeah, thank
earlier.
You, Mom and Dad. First name is E-Y at the end, like J.C. Penny, and then my last name is E-I instead of I-E. So my website is just pennypierce.com, and there's lots of stuff on there for people, free stuff, downloads, all sort of things.
So, you know, this is wonderful, and there's so much. I think for all of us to move forward, we really need to have this information. So, Penny, thank you so much for being on Energy Stew. It's such a joy to talk with you.
Well, I appreciate you inviting me.
Sure. And hopefully we'll talk again.
Okay.
And all the best to you, Penny.
Thank you so much.
And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. I can be reached at peter@heartriver, heartriver.org, or 212-222-7748. I'd love to hear from you, and thanks so much for listening.